B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Johnny 75 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, 610-632-0975. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. Word of the day today is agree. Live sports, anything. What do we agree on? Now, we can all agree that the major league owners are messing up their sport, and they seem to not care. We agree that all these protests around the country are happening. We can agree that Mike Smith's the best Phillies third baseman of all time.
Can we agree on the owners thing? You and I can. You know there are players that are people that blame the players.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to, by force of will,
right,
make people see the big picture. But you're right about that. We can't really fully agree. We know that interpretive dance stinks. I'm going to have another one this hour. I'm going to have one every hour. We can all agree that coleslaw is terrible.
No, I can't agree with that.
Coleslaw's terrible.
I love coleslaw.
What?
I love coleslaw.
Who likes coleslaw?
My grandma makes a good coleslaw.
There's no such thing as a good coleslaw.
No, you're wrong. Coleslaw, okay. Listen, you're wrong that we can all agree that it stinks. That's where you're wrong. You have your opinion. You're not wrong in your opinion.
Coleslaw. We can all agree that it stinks. And here's
that's
another
not
thing.
True. I'm
See,
disappointed.
This is another thing where we semi have in common through marriage. I'll explain. You're the Lithuanian.
Yes.
And we'll have the Lithuanian minute later. All right? We talked about the wafer supper before.
Yes.
And now the coleslaw thing. My wife's family, her mom's side of the family, Polish.
Okay.
They also love the coleslaw. Big thing of coleslaw.
Yep. Big time.
It stinks. I've been with her 13 years. The coleslaw stinks.
Maybe it's a European thing then.
It's that era. It's that part of Europe.
What don't you like about the coleslaw?
The taste. Literally the taste, the flavor of the coleslaw.
Now, is there something in the coleslaw they don't like?
No, individually, I'm fine with each and every one of those ingredients.
You like the ingredients, you just don't like the
mixture. I think
it's
terrible. Like, nothing would be worse than back in the day, you go to, when Popeyes wasn't around, we go to KFC. And automatically, your side would be this little thing of coleslaw. That's just going in the trash.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't even eat it. I'd just throw it directly in the trash.
There are places that have bad coleslaw. I don't know how you mess it up. Like, you go to a diner. For some reason, diner coleslaw is not good. But when you go to a nice steak place, it's good.
There's no such thing as good coleslaw.
Nah, there is.
Interpretive dance and coleslaw, everyone can agree. Thumbs down.
Grandma makes good coleslaw. Machuta, grandma Lithuanian. She makes good coleslaw.
She's around?
Yes.
So you're saying if you brought in coleslaw and had it in the fridge and I was to have it, it wouldn't be nasty like every other coleslaw in the world.
Now you say, this is good.
I don't believe it. All right. I'll have more. I didn't realize that would be a hot take.
No, it's
who the heck likes a coleslaw? Like, I assume.
Might be a poll.
I assume, yeah, put that up as a, yeah, do that. I assume that my wife's family had the coleslaw there out of tradition. Not because anyone liked it.
It's good.
It was out of tradition. Like, we must have coleslaw.
Well, next family party. Can you invite me? I'll help. I'll take your serving of the coleslaw.
We can have all of it. Yes, you can. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone and Andrew? How you guys doing today?
What's going on, Drew?
Hey, man, I'm totally with you, man. Tyrone, coleslaw is out for me.
It's no good. Well, who likes coleslaw?
Coleslaw, anytime they ever bring that to me, I'm just like, you could have kept that in the kitchen. No, thanks.
Like, why would you all, like, when, I would hate when somebody would make me a plate and they put the coleslaw because I know it's going to go to waste.
I'm like, yeah, right.
Someone else might have eaten this out of tradition.
Yeah, sure.
Because I didn't think anybody would like it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So anyway, on an agreement thing that I think we all can agree on,
yes,
and it goes to hockey and relates to Wayne Gretzky, and as far as his points record goes, I think he has something like 3,900 some points,
Got
and the next
points.
Closest guy is like 1,900 points, and I don't think anyone's ever going to touch that points record, so I don't know if that's something we all can agree on, but unless the hockey changes drastically and they make the net, you know, like a lot bigger or something, I just don't see goal scoring or anything going up to the point that anyone's going to be able to ever reach his type of point totals.
I can go with that, Drew. No one will break No one will break Wayne Gretzky's points record in the NHL. I think that that's pretty rock solid. The one thing you always have to watch out for, always, is that unexpected physical freak entering the sport. Not saying that the current guys in hockey aren't physical freaks. I'm saying that, I guess, the only thing, because Gretzky was not a huge guy in stature. I'm trying to think of, could there be a guy who's like Eric Lindros's size, but even more durable in a sport, obviously, where there's less fighting? Like, has that guy not been born yet? Or is he 5 years old right now? And then when he gets grown, he'll be the guy. That's my only question when I say never with certain records. I think Gretzky's thing is 100%. But I always wonder about what would happen in that sport if there was a guy who was both bigger and faster than everybody, kind of like Lindros was, but able to play like 82 games a year forever. Could that guy come close to Gretzky?
Yeah, I mean, they could play forever, maybe.
He had to play a long time because Gretzky also had a lot of door.
Long career, yeah.
Long career. But the guy, I think, would have to be really quick, but I think he'd also have to be big. Because if he's not, you end up missing games like Crosby. We know about concussions right now. Like Crosby, how many more goals and assists would he have? He wouldn't be at Gretzky's level. But how many more would he have if not for the concussions that he suffered?
I think it's possible because we always see advancement in just physical stuff, right? Like, we talk about, oh, could Jordan play in today's NBA? We all know LeBron could play in that NBA because he'd be running around people.
Right.
Like, Larry Bird probably can't play that well in today's NBA because of how slow he is.
Yeah, defensively, he would really struggle. I think he'd score.
Yes, he'd be able to shoot the three, hit a mid-range jump shot, yeah.
And he'd be a good passer. Like, he'd still be, it's not like he would be out of the league, but I don't know who he would guard.
Right.
Like, even on the Sixers, like, I don't think Bird could guard Tobias Harris or Al Horford.
No, you're probably right.
Like, I don't think he could guard, or definitely couldn't guard Ben Simmons.
Right.
If he switched on Embiid, like, I don't know who he would guard in the modern NBA.
He'd guard, like, J.J. Redick.
But I don't think he's long, but I think Redick would be quicker.
Because Redick moves around.
And run around screens. Redick would get a lot of clean looks with Larry Legend Gardner.
That's true.
A lot of clean looks.
But basically the point is, because there's always advancement in physical stature, there probably will come a time, and plus we see it all the time, like Mike Trout is now in the conversation as a guy that could be the best ever. LeBron is in the conversation, the best ever. We had a caller earlier today that said, hey, if Kawhi ends up winning like 6 championships, could he be considered the best? Like, there's always, it's always open.
And then the other thing is, Wilt and Oscar Robertson were, like, they were a few years ahead of everybody, and the league had to catch up to them. Like, could there be a guy that comes along who's physically just different, and then it takes 5 years for just the league to realize what the heck to do with him?
Like, probably.
Like, Wilt would not score 100 points today. He would not score 100. Would not score 100 points. Wouldn't have all those 50 rebound games today either. He was so much physically more dominant than everybody that it took years. And then while he played, the game physically caught up to him. Some player would have to come along and be ahead of everybody, and then the league would have to work. And meanwhile, he's getting 60 goals and assists in like for a while as the league tries to catch up. I think that's the only way.
In basketball, is Kevin Durant the closest to that? Because of how tall he is, but his ability to dribble and shoot and... Like,
yeah, but
he's a physical specimen.
Yeah, he's different. But even he wasn't able to just come in and dominate in that kind of way. Because he wasn't winning he's the closest thing.
Probably.
Like, I tell you what, if Durant had a time machine, we've mentioned time machines on this show before, and went back to the 80s, they would have no clue what to do with that guy. Like, Jordan, the Jordan Bulls that were losing to the Pistons, if they saw a Kevin Durant, they would think to put a center on him
because
he's 7 foot.
Yeah, exactly.
He would be out there bombing threes. They would have no idea. They would think he was an alien.
Oh, Bill Cartwright's not stepping out on Kevin Durant?
Come on. Like, I would assume they would catch on and put Pippen on him eventually, but it would take a while because another coach would go, because the other coach would go, well, he's 7 foot. He's our center.
Right.
So then they would try to do, why do you have Pippen guarding the other team's center? Like, their brains would explode. Like, he is kind of a cheat code. Yeah, he would throw people off. Todd in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, what up?
What's going on?
Nah, just chilling, guy. First of all, something we all can agree upon, right, Ty?
Yeah.
Natalie is good looking. Agreed?
Yeah. I don't know where that's coming from.
No, she's good looking, bud. Hey, Nat.
She's not here.
Oh, she's not here. I saw the cartoon character on the lower left-hand side.
Yeah, because she's got a day off today. She'll be back on Monday.
Okay, but tell her Todd said she's good-looking.
I'm sure she's been told that before.
I would
before,
say
Todd.
No.
We're not going to send a message.
Someone's told her that before.
All right. So I have Ty and Andrew, right?
Yes, you do.
Front center.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Baltimore. You know, outside of Baltimore. You know that, right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Ty, Andrew. Orioles won the 1983 World Series, correct?
Sure.
Sure, he says. All right, here I got two things. The guy that called in about Cal Ripken Jr., I agree with that. Okay, and the second thing I agree with is the left-handed hitter. Eddie Murray and Mickey Mantle are always mentioned in the same sentence. All right, so you take care, and I'll get off.
All right, Todd. That was an adventure. That was a roller coaster ride of a call.
I will not extend the message.
No.
I'm not about to text Natalie. Hey, and that?
Todd
from
Baltimore, actually outside of Baltimore.
He says, you're good looking. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that would work. Booty brings up a point. Booty brings up a lot of points, but he brings up a point. Ovechkin could catch the record in goals.
Yes.
He's 35, 188. Goals. He led the league again this year in goals and would have had way more, obviously, be closer if not for the pandemic.
And we also know that Ovechkin is not a guy you have to yell shoot to.
No, he's going to get his. He's going to get his. If he plays till he's 40, which is not out of the realm of possibility in hockey, he needs to average 37.6 per year to get to 188 for 5 years. But if he gets like 50 next year, obviously that reduces. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
As he ages. Yeah, I think he's going to break that.
It's possible.
The point's different, but goals, he's the best goal scorer we've seen, in our ability. I know we're not the same age, but I didn't see Gretzky at his best.
Right.
By the time I saw Gretzky, really, it was Kings and later.
Yeah, I think I was 6 when he stopped playing.
Right, when he stopped. And I'm saying I saw him, but Kings Gretzky wasn't the best Gretzky. I saw Kings 4, and I was young when he got to the Kings. I don't really remember really any Edmonton Gretzky where he was putting up all the crazy stats. So,
yeah, Ovechkin could catch him in terms of goals. Right?
That'd be first of all, when a record gets broken, I get excited. Like, I get excited thinking about, oh man, that moves me.
Right. And let's face it, if he's 10 goals away at the age of 40, he'll play another season.
Yeah.
He's not going to. Wayne can have it.
No, but I am interested in what he does next year because that could dictate a lot. If he needs 37.6 and he gets 53, now all of a sudden he can drop off 40 and then he still can kind of coast and get it easy and retire. Paige in Roxborough, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Paige, how are you?
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller, but I had to call about that Cowboy fraud.
Yes.
Just because I'm the same age, I started watching football in 2000, and McNabb was my first quarterback, and I can never imagine going to cheer for the Cowboys just because you didn't like the first quarterback that you saw.
It's weird, right? Like, it's weird.
It is so weird.
He was 10 years old when McNabb comes into the league, and McNabb started winning playoffs, started making the playoffs in year two. It's not like it was like this 5-year wait where you're waiting for him to develop. He made the playoffs his second year in the NFL. His first full year as a starter. That was the weirdest call I've ever heard. Even weirder than Todd's was.
And to not pick the Cowboys, not even Green Bay, Brett Favre. I mean,
that's weird. That is very weird. Now, Paige, all right, because you're a female sports fan, so I can ask you this. So let's say you met a guy. This is all hypothetical, right? And he checks all your individual boxes that you have for a guy. But he was a big Cowboys fan. What could you date him?
Never.
Never could. See, that is real. That is very real. I like that answer. Well,
I have an Eagles tattoo. I'm a real fan.
Oh, you're not
playing.
And
if I were to meet that Cowboy fraud at the bar, he would be there pretending that he was a bigger fan than me, asking me to name 10 players on the team that I always get.
Right. That's always weird to me that guys like test girls out. Like they still do that. I haven't been single in a long time, but I used to see that.
It's been a while since I've gotten a hit on it at a bar, but.
All right. Well, yes, for everybody. Now, Andrew, you're a married man, newly married. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. And I know she's your sweetheart and you love her. Let's say she's everything she is now, successful nurse, everything you like about her. But one, she was a very, very big sports fan and loved the Cowboys. Would you have still married her?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, see, if my wife was a Cowboys fan, I would not have married her.
I would.
Because I would have never gotten far enough to ever like her enough. Like, I would never liked her, which means I could have never loved her, which means I would have never gotten married to her. Like, if she was a Cowboys fan, up to my initially.
That's a good point.
Initially, not that if she became a Cowboys fan, now I would divorce her. That's different. I'm saying, in the beginning.
Right.
Had she told me she was a Cowboys fan, I would not, there would have been no second date. So we would have never gotten married.
That's a good point. I'll still say yes, because I kind of, like, back and forth, right? The only problem is if the Eagles were to lose to the Cowboys.
You want to live in that house?
Yeah, I don't want to.
You
want to
live in that house? You going to go stay at a hotel, go stay with a friend twice?
And then we have to, you know, fight over the kids, trying to make them a certain fan.
Right.
Plus, there's trust issues there, because she's from South Jersey. And I go, why are you a Cowboys fan?
And if she's a front runner, how do you know she won't front run on you?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, see? You know what? You're probably right.
Yeah, I'm not asking you now if she decided today to be a Cowboys fan, would you call a lawyer? No, I'm saying back in the beginning.
I know, we've gotten close. She's a Simmons hater.
Ugh.
And it gets contentious during Sixers games.
My wife is also a bit of a Simmons hater.
Really?
Yes.
She looks up and she goes, and Simmons misses a shot. Every time I look up at the screen, he misses a shot.
She's a bit of a Simmons hater.
I'm like, yeah, but you don't see what else he does with the ball in his hands.
Nah. I mean, I get that he throws good passes, but why won't he shoot? Why won't he shoot? Like, yes, I hear that. That's something we have in common.
Like, if I play 2K and I score like 25 points with Simmons,
yeah,
she'll go, yeah, but he can't do that in real life. Like, let me live.
Right, you're playing a
video. Let me live. I'm playing 2K.
Like, come on.
She goes, wow, that's so unrealistic.
Let's open that up. Let's open that up. Actually, all right, could you add a third poll? Okay. Did you put the coleslaw one?
Yeah, it's good result.
All right. And then ask, could you seriously date a Cowboys fan?
We go seriously date, do we go big step?
Could you marry?
Marry.
Yes. Could you? Yes. Go ahead. Could you marry a Cowboys fan? That same thing for everybody that's on hold right now. Your significant other that you currently have, go back to the beginning. If they were a Cowboys fan, would you be in your relationship where you are today? I can tell you I would not be. And I love her, but if she was a Cowboys fan at the beginning, this relationship never develops. Never would have happened. Mike in Baltimore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good afternoon, team fan. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I got two things for you, Ty. One, an undeniable 100% agreement, and then a female singer I never got to ask you to check out the other week.
Okay.
So first, 100% denial here, acceptance. Nikki Foles, best backup quarterback in Eagles history.
Best backup quarterback in Eagles history. Nah, I think Mike Vick was. Nah, I'm just playing. Yes, okay, I can go with that one. That's a good one. I was going to, because you know I hate the Foles in society, but I don't hate Foles. Yes, he is the best backup quarterback in Eagles history, bar none. That is absolutely an agreement in sports.
All right, cool. So, secondly, don't know if you ever heard of Sky Edwards, the lyricist for Morcheeba, female singer.
No.
All right, maybe check it. All right, check it out. Maybe come in the next break on a little Trigger Hippie from Who Can You Trust.
Well, we got to go ahead and do a little screening process.
Understood.
I'll go through.
Yeah.
But if we enjoy it, we will put that into the mix at some point. So let me ask you, Mike, are you a married man?
Yes, sir.
All right, go back to the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming you're a Philadelphia sports fan. Obviously, you're talking about Nick Foles and local stuff. Your significant other was... Now, I don't know what level of sports fan she is now, but I'm saying she's a big sports fan, as big as you are, and she's a big Cowboys fan. Do you date her in the very beginning, Mike?
Well, okay, so I may not be the best to ask. I am from Baltimore, so I'm a Ravens fan, but your sports show is bar none the best,
oh, well,
the
thank
best
you.
I've
all right.
ever heard.
All right, she's a Steelers fan. Since you're a Ravens, she's a Steelers fan. As big as you are a Ravens fan, she's as big a Steelers fan. In the beginning... Would you have dated her?
Yeah, if you've seen and know my wife, yeah, all that stuff would be enough to put aside. She is such a fantastic woman, so it's hard to deny that there, Tyrone.
I hear you, Mike. Clearly she was listening. He didn't want to, like, rock the boat. He didn't want to rock the boat. Listen, looks can only take you but so far. Booney's wife, I'm finding out, was a Cowboys fan and converted.
Okay.
So, but that the fact that she converted tells me that Booney will as an Eagles fan was stronger than her will as a Cowboys fan. I don't think it was equal.
Ask Booney, does she have deep inside still a love for the star?
Well, he heard it. He heard you. Let's see whether we'll get the answer before we go to break. Does she I do wonder, like, she's glad the Eagles won, but she, like, checks the score and sees that the Cowboys beat the Cardinals, and she's a little happy.
She's like, oh, I don't mind that Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, they're both good quarterbacks. Like, when people get into the wins, right, she gives the, I mean, I don't know, they're both good. He says she does not, or at least she doesn't share it with her or the kids. Now, Booney has the two kids.
Yes, it's true.
And they're hardcore Eagles fans. In fact, he was on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Booney's son predicted they were going to win out after the Miami.
That's right. Loss,
and they did win out.
I remember that.
So, there you go. 610-632-0975. Agree is the word of the day. What are things in sports and in life that we can all agree on? And a new question. Going back to the beginning of your relationship, if your significant other was as big a Cowboys fan as you are an Eagles fan, would the relationship have developed? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic,
NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll have Brian Westbrook on for the 4 o'clock hour. 610-632-0975. And now it's time to update our Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. And we have a few of them, Andrew. How are they going so far?
All right, we'll start with the, I guess the most important one. Actually, I don't think this is the most important one, but we'll start with the sports-related one.
Okay.
And it starts with, other than Mike Schmidt being the best third baseman in Phillies franchise history, is there any other topic that Philadelphia sports fans can agree 100% on? If you vote yes, please respond with the topic. 65% say yes. And we are getting some on the phones. We're getting some on Twitter, so yeah. I guess so.
All right.
I'll give a different one every single time I update the Twitter poll. So Steve tweets in that Larry Brown screwed us with Larry Hughes.
Yes, because you had Pierce or Dirk.
So I think that is a 100% everyone can agree on.
Everyone can
agree
on
that. Unless somebody's a big Larry Hughes fan.
I don't know if you exist. Yeah, I don't know any of them.
All right, number two, which is very important in my opinion. Do you like coleslaw? Simple, yes or no? Uh-huh. Majority say no, but it's 52-48.
Vindication on my side.
52-48.
Some of that is obviously cultural bias that you guys eat it out of tradition. There's no way you like it. Like, I don't believe you
I don't
like
eat it out of tradition. It's like, summertime. Or you eat the burger, there's the coleslaw. Yep. Whole pork sandwich, coleslaw on the side. With the fries.
Why?
It's quality meal. It's have, delicious
have,
meal.
You have good food.
And I usually save the coleslaw for the last.
Why not a why not a nice potato salad? Why would you eat a coleslaw?
I don't know. Some people say save the best for last. And I usually save the coleslaw for the end. Out of the ramekin.
Like you're using that like a dessert.
Sometimes it's sweet depending on the mayonnaise that you use. Anyways, okay. Number three. Could you marry someone who checks off all the boxes? I had to mention that. But they are a Cowboys fan. Another 52-48. 52% say no, 48% say yes. So we're split.
We're split right there. I see some of the response people saying it's fun to go back and forth. No, it's not. I have to go back and forth. Maybe it's because we have this job. If I have to go back and forth here, I need peace at home. I don't want to be arguing about Eagles, Cowboys at home. That's not fun for me. See, some people like arguing. I like a place of peace, my home. My home is my peace.
The other thing is people say they like back and forth. And I'm going to guess, because we're a Philadelphia sports fan, the majority of people responding are Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Yes.
And the Eagles have had success over the Cowboys in recent years. They are the most recent team to win a Super Bowl in the division. So they go, oh, it's fun to go back and forth.
About in the 90s.
Probably wasn't fun to go back and forth.
When they won 3 in 4 years.
Wasn't fun to go back and forth.
All in their faces. I know people spending big bucks on big leather, good jackets back then. Those were very in at the time. Somebody spending a G on the big leather Cowboys jacket with the big star.
Yeah, I'm out.
And you want that? Your wife spending all of your hard-earned money. I'm not suggesting she doesn't work, but when she buys a Cowboys thing, it's your money.
Wait, could you imagine, like,
your hard-earned money on Cowboys stuff?
But you do the Christmas thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And he says, hey, honey, what do you want for Christmas? And she or he says, I would like a Dak Prescott jersey.
Right.
That's the only thing I want for Christmas.
Authentic. Stitched in. Top
dollar. All I want.
Yeah. And you have to buy it.
Yeah, you're going to say no?
I would. But I also probably, again, the relationship would not develop for that reason.
There would be no relationship.
No, it would not happen. Again, the word of the day is agree. What can we, in sports or life, 100% agree on, if there's anything? Pete in Princeton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's up, Pete?
First off, Monday through Friday, your work, I'm a teacher, work from home, have you guys on TV. Two words to describe your work this week, class act. So I want to get that out of the way first.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Second thing is, just so you guys were talking about agree or disagree, I don't know if you saw the article that came out about the 8 Eagles records that'll never be broken.
Yes, I saw. Ruben Frank wrote it, right, on NBCSportsPhilly.com.
And to be honest with you, some of them are like NFL records, like the ones about letting up 104 sacks in a season.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. The total points, you talk about Gretzky with total points. Is there any Eagle that's going to score more than 1,300 points as an Eagle? I don't think those records are going to be broken. I do think someone's going to throw 8 touchdowns in a game in the NFL. I'm not talking about the Eagles. I'm talking about in the NFL to break Foles' record there. But I just thought that was amazing that we can agree that some of these records, Randall's 91-yard punt, I don't think those records are going to be broken, Tyrone.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to break that. That's a tough one, because part of why Randall did it was a surprise. And then second of all, even if they caught on, he punted it so far. When there's a punter and you kind of know their distance, these punt returners know how to make an adjustment to keep that from happening. So it's not going to get the bounce afterwards. Although that was a great punt in the air from Randall. Yeah, that one is, I can go with that. That's not going to get broken.
Yeah, and then the one about the Eagles let up the NFL record, 221 yards per game in a 16-game schedule. That's unbelievable. That'll never happen again. An NFL record that'll never be broken.
Yeah, that small amount over 16 games is just, forget about it. In this league that passes this much, now maybe the pendulum swings and we go back to 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but I don't think so. And even if you did, you'd have it so spread out that you have huge running lanes and now guys are running for 300 yards in a game. So, yeah, those are records like that I can go with.
And I don't think that can happen, because think about the amount of athleticism on defense nowadays, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. How athletic were defenses in the 80s? Like, were the running backs the most athletic player on the field for the most part? I don't know. I can't comment on it. I'm just trying to ask. Like, I wonder, was the most athletic player the running back as opposed to the cornerback back in the 80s?
I don't know. Those Eagles defenses were, but I mean, Jerome Brown, Reggie White, those guys were pretty darn athletic.
Damn right they were, yeah.
And big, but could move. Clyde Simmons, those guys could move. I don't know. That one's interesting. All right, Chuck, in North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chuck?
How do you not eat a hot dog with chili, cheese, and slaw? How do you not have catfish and french fries without coleslaw on it? How do you eat a North Carolina barbecue sandwich without having coleslaw on it? How do you eat fish tacos without coleslaw? My homemade egg rolls, coleslaw mix. It is a big part down here, so it must be up there, because down here, that's all we eat.
It's up here. I just don't think that, I just never imagined that people actually ate it because they liked it. I thought they ate it out of tradition. Like, you just said, how can you have this without it? I thought that was the real reason that people ate it. I didn't think that anyone actually liked it. And there's also different kinds of slaw. There's an Asian type of slaw that I'll have on my fish tacos, but don't give me coleslaw on that because then I will throw the taco in the trash.
Okay, red slaw. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What is I've heard of it. What is it?
Red slaw is a vinegar ketchup base. It's more of a sweet taste. It's more over in the Lexington. That's red slaw. Over in the northwest, North Carolina, it's huge. I love it here because when I go see my grandma over by Charlotte, they serve it there. If you go to a barbecue restaurant, you're going to get red slaw with it, which I love. You know? No, I eat it because I love it. I really do. And everybody in my family eats it. Yes, I love it. If my wife makes her pineapple coleslaw with the pineapple in it, you'll catch me in there eating it like a champ. I mean, it's the red coleslaw, if I get it from my grandma, we'll eat it before we actually get to eat it we were raised with it, everybody I know that is around me, we all eat coleslaw. I mean, it's just a normal staple on our table.
And you guys all like it. You're not just eating it because it's a tradition.
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm having Chicago-style hot dogs tonight, and I asked my mother-in-law, could she make a coleslaw or potato salad or whatever she had around the house? Now, she's going to make a macaroni salad because she didn't have any coleslaw, but, I mean, it's just a commonly asked thing, and not because of tradition. It's out of
flavor.
Yes, out of liking. And it's with mayonnaise. Now, I don't eat it with Miracle Whip. You got to do Hellman's. I can't do the Miracle Whip. That's disgusting.
I got you. Huh.
Good point on the Hellman's.
You can't do the Miracle Whip?
No. He's right. Listen, I, as a man who enjoy coleslaw, I've had a second helping of coleslaw.
What? Wait a minute.
I have gone back to the picnic table.
To get more coleslaw.
Just coleslaw at times.
Oh.
There I go. I've already had my burger today. I'll go second scoop of coleslaw, though.
Now, one of my good friends texted me. My boy Al Fisher, he texted me. Said he loves coleslaw.
Are you no longer friends with Al Fisher?
He's still my friend, but I just can't imagine. A lot of people on social media, all of a sudden there are people caping for coleslaw. Like, I've been caping for math so hard,
week.
And now they're caping for coleslaw. I did not imagine that this would be a thing. I honestly thought, when I wrote down interpretive dance and coleslaw, I thought, slam dunk. Slam dunk. No one likes these things. Like, they eat them out of, like black eyed peas on New Year's in the black community for luck. Like, I don't like them or dislike them, but you eat them out of tradition.
Right, okay.
I just assumed, for luck and prosperity for the year, I assumed that everyone that was eating coleslaw did it because, like, grandma made coleslaw. But,
coleslaw's good, man.
That's the weirdest thing that's happening out here.
How is it weird?
It's just weird to me. Word of the day is agree. Obviously, coleslaw is a dead end on the agreement.
We're 50-50 on the poll.
But we're going to keep on going. That's like the most opposite of agree you could possibly get, 50-50. That's terrible. All right, we'll find it. What are some things in the world we know what kind of reality that we've been living in? What are things that we can all agree on? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, 610-632-0975. A lot going on in the world. Word of the day is agree. Brian Westbrook will be on for the entire 4 o'clock hour. So we've seen the video that went viral up in Buffalo where a man, I think he was pushed, but they claiming that he just tripped and fell and hit his head. But one thing we do know is that no one immediately came to his aid as he was bleeding out of his ears. That's a fact. That's just a fact. No one went to his aid as he's laying on the ground. Well, the entire Buffalo Police Emergency Response Team has resigned in solidarity with the officer who pushed, who made, according to them, who made contact with that guy. It was a trip, and they feel like it was wrong that that particular person was suspended. I don't see how that will help tensions in Buffalo.
Wow, so the emergency response teams resigning.
Right, but not from their jobs. See, that's the thing. Just from the emergency response teams, they'll all still be cops.
Okay.
So they didn't quit. I guess they just won't do the emergency response.
Yeah, that title they take away from them.
Yeah, I guess they don't show up. I just don't see how, in a time where we're asking people to have some grace and try to come together a little bit, doing that because you're upset about a suspension that, and it's on video. I don't know. But yeah, that's what happened. So it's like 75 officers didn't quit, like really have solidarity. They resigned from the emergency response team. Whatever. That just happened. So there's that.
You know, I don't know, man. 75 years old.
I mean, right. And it's bleeding. Like, help him. Like, whatever. Okay, let's say he tripped and fell. Help. See if he's bleeding out of his ears. Make sure he's okay. Like, forget it. Officer, like, nurse, grocery store worker, mechanic. If you see somebody who hits their head on the ground and they're bleeding out of their ears, check if they're all right.
Right.
I don't think that that's a hard task.
Yeah, people like to point out in the video that the second officer radioed in.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's right there.
He just radioed in
and
walked away.
You're a first responder.
Yeah, come on, man.
Booney also points out a weird thing before we get to Aaron in Norristown. His neighbor is a Redskins fan.
Okay.
But his two brothers, one's a Cowboys fan and one's a Giants fan. So three brothers rooting for all three NFC East teams other than the Eagles in the same family. And they say when they have a Christmas party every year, they all wear their stuff. So one brother's in Redskins, in Washington gear. One guy's in Cowboys gear. One guy's in Giants gear.
I appreciate that they all wear their own. That's kind of cool.
I guess. Yeah, but like,
a little beef.
But like, how does that happen? Like, what was dad doing in the house or mom doing in the house growing up when that happened?
I wonder how old they are and if like maybe they always had.
One guy has to be old enough to be a homeowner and live next to Booney.
Right.
Like, it's not like he's 22.
So I wonder if there was always like this competition between the three brothers.
So they picked other teams just to fight.
Yeah. Or maybe like one year he wasn't decided yet, but the Giants had a good year. So he's like, oh, I'm going to be a Giants fan. Because they beat the Cowboys.
So I guess the Giants fan feels the best because they've won the two Super Bowls more recently.
Yes, the Washington fan's just miserable.
And so is the Dallas fan.
But the Dallas fan won't admit to being miserable.
No, they think that.
The Washington fan is openly miserable. Like, yeah, it sucks.
He knows that it's bad. Like, he's definitely got short straw.
He's not lying to himself. Like, the Dallas fan is 13-3.
This is coming. We're going back to take care of business. Even if you go 13-3, you know they're going to lose in the first round of playoffs. But, like, he'll lie to him. Yeah, right. He's in denial. Aaron, Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, how you doing today?
What's up, Aaron?
Not much. I think hopefully we could all agree upon that Ryan Howard is the most underrated superstar this town has ever seen.
I completely agree with that. I do not think everyone would, though.
Well, if they don't, then I can't even speak to that.
Andrew,
there's a lot of things.
Some people would say Claude Giroux.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get to that, but Ryan Howard's Septembers and his home runs. Babe Ruth for 7 years.
You don't have to sell me on Ryan Howard. I recognize the greatness. I'm saying there's a lot of people out there who would say, no, he didn't last long enough. Come up with all these reasons why he stunk and not remember anything that he did.
That even proves my point even further when they say that, in my opinion. But a couple things, too, like with what's going on with the COVID and the games being missed. You guys were talking a little bit about Ovechkin. Yeah. Both Ovechkin and LeBron, I wonder, you know, because we still don't know how many games could be missed next year, obviously, and they're both on the verge.
The plan for both sports is none and adjust the calendar for now.
Well, that's a plan, but you can't, you know what I mean? That's not written in stone. Obviously, we don't know if there's another way, but it's interesting how close, not only them, but I was thinking about how many records and how many careers are going to be affected by, you know, what's happening now with no games. It's interesting to see how that affects people and if they decide to play longer to hang on to that.
And it's also going to wipe out some baseball records when they lose a whole season because the owners don't know what they're doing.
Right.
So that's trouts on a record pace that gets a little bit slowed down when you miss a whole season.
There's a couple things. I don't know if you saw this one. The Phillies played their game they showed on TV, but Victorino hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
Victorino and Tommy are the only players in Major League Baseball history to have two grand slams in postseason history.
Really?
Yeah. And I was thinking that seems. Yeah, they showed that during the game. They showed that stat.
Wow. How about that? Tommy didn't win. I mean, I'm saying like the whole thing. Victorino won a couple of times. Didn't he win with Boston too? Victorino?
Yes. So I believe he was on the roster.
Right? I think he contributed. I think he got another World Series.
Yeah, I'd have to double check.
But the point was he was in the playoffs a lot.
I'm trying to think of other guys that, it was two grand slams in the postseason, the caller said?
Yeah, two grand slams in the postseason. Having two's a lot.
Yes. I'm trying to think of other... I'm trying to remember Sandoval when he hit the three home runs in the World Series. I wonder if one of them was a grand slam or not.
I don't know.
That's a Google search there.
Yeah. Somebody got mad that I brought up the Buffalo thing. He wrote a wrong email. Just like, it happened and went viral.
Yeah, he just told the news.
Just the news. I don't know. I think when people are bleeding from the ears, you should help them. If that makes me anti-blue, like I don't know how exactly that. What exactly about that is anti-blue? Hey, if a man 70 plus is bleeding from his ears, check on him. Like the rabbit ears that people have right now, and that people are upset about some of the dumbest things, like this. We need to find things we can agree on. Like, if a man over 70 is bleeding from his ears, you check on him. That's not a hard thing. We should all be able to agree on that. This isn't hard. Jacob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. Thanks for taking my call today.
What's up, Jacob?
You got a lot of good topics. I wish I could weigh in on all of them, but I got two quick things for you. One, I'm with you on the coleslaw. Can't stand it. For me, it comes to two things, texture and smell. I don't do anything mayo-based.
Nothing mayo-based?
Nothing. So no coleslaw, potato salad, macaroni salad. Can't do any of that.
See, don't like the coleslaw.
No, I don't like coleslaw. Pepper, cabbage, the vinegar, I can't stand it. But that's my personal thing. I'm a barbecue sauce kind of guy. But
okay.
My primary point today, I'm calling about dating somebody who... is a fan of the opposing team.
Uh-huh.
I met my ex-wife 10 years ago, and we met online, and we're talking about likes and dislikes, and we came to our mutual appreciation for baseball.
Okay.
And she's originally from Long Island,
mm-hmm.
and was a lifelong diehard Mets fan.
Oof.
To the point where she and her first ex-husband named their son after a famous Mets player. I won't go into that.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're talking about likes and dislikes, and she says about the Mets. And I said to her, she said, and these are her words, and I'll clean it up for radio. The Mets freaking suck. I'm looking for a new team. The next week, she went out and bought a Chase Utley t-shirt.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. And now happily ever after?
Well, for 7 years.
Wow.
We split up, but not over sports. We still agree on the sports thing. And I was able to slide her over to my political persuasion, that's another topic that I won't get into.
All right then, Jacob. All right. Well, you converted. He's a converter. 610-632-0975.
Very influential person.
Yeah, like he got her to change her worldview in sports and the literal world, and then they didn't stay together.
She thought the sky was blue when I met her.
Yeah, if you have that much of an impact on people, stay together. I'm just saying. It seems like you've got some things worked out. What can we agree on? 610-632-0975. Booney has the stat. There's been 67 postseason grand slams since 1903. So not that many. They're actually pretty rare. And Tommy and Victorino are the only ones with two. And let's see if you can get one of the two pitchers who have only, that have allowed two. There's only two pitchers ever One guy, really hard to get. One guy, he's in the Hall of Fame, and you've seen him play.
Maddox.
It is Greg Maddox. That's a good pull by you. That's a good pull by you. 610-632-0975.
Pat myself on the back.
That's a nice job there. The other one was Rod Beck. I didn't think you were going to get him.
No.
610-632-0975. The word of the day is agree. What are things that we can all, if anything, completely agree on the other side for the whole 4 o'clock hour, Mr. Brian Westbrook, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.